If you're here for goofs and gaffs, have a listen and have a laugh. These four schmoes here run the show. It's JKT Radio.
Hi guys, and welcome to JKT Radio Podcast, episode 1234. Sorry, 1, 2, 3. You know what? I'm sweaty, I'm sticky, and I'm hot.
Palms
and
sweaty.
You know what else makes me sweaty? Oh, no. Sweaty, sticky, and hot, and that is unnecessarily intense boss battles.
Oh, okay. Oh. Here I was thinking you were going a completely other direction.
I had like, no idea where it was going, but I was like,
at least let a minute pass before we start diving into that. Come on now.
Are you going to ask us unnecessarily intense boss battles, or just in general intense boss battles?
Unnecessarily.
I know.
And I'm actually going to pick the cat. I'm picking the catfish in Castle Crashers. Unnecessarily intense boss.
I'm about to make Devin.
Oh my god, that's too true.
I'm joined by my other unnecessarily intense boss battles, Chris.
Xehanort or Xemnas or whatever the fuck his name is in Kingdom Hearts 1.
God damn it, that was going to be mine.
I know, but I was like, no, that's the first thing that popped in my head. You don't get that one.
And
I don't
and
get
McBride.
That. I had to suffer through that. You just had to watch.
And then I went to bed and you were yelling.
Yes, I was not pleased.
I actually don't know. I'm trying to think of one. Good Come back to me.
Sans Undertale.
All right, Devin.
You play a lot more video games than I do. Suck
yeah, but
up.
I always play them on easy mode, so I don't necessarily know if something's going to be an intense boss battle.
So do I. You still play more video games than I do.
I can name so many.
Oh.
Sans from Undertale.
I think is I know there's ones that like I there's ones that I'm sure I would count.
What was that?
Oh. you know what? I'm going to go with Actually, you know what? I got one. Cuz I was just playing Last of Us Part 2. And I guess spoiler alert for Last of Us Part 2.
It's been out for a year.
Yeah, it's been out for at least 2 years. There's a moment towards the end when they've got you playing as Abby, and then you meet and have to fight, you know, Ellie, which is already fucky because you've been playing as Ellie for the first half of the game. And now you're playing as Abby, and you're fighting. You're basically fighting yourself, which is cool. However, they, for some reason, decided they needed to nerf the fuck out of Abby in this one particular boss fight, so you can't use your like vision mode, and she moves like twice as slow as she normally moves, and for the rest of the game. And you can also, like, if basically, if you go up to Ellie and Ellie sees you, she one-shots you with a machete. And I'm just thinking of all the times you fought other people with machetes that you could just easily dodge them. So I'm just like, why did they make this so irritatingly difficult? I'm just fighting myself.
All right, that was a long fight name.
Yes, that was a long fight name.
Then McBride again.
McBride, you got an intense.
I do. I'm trying to find the dude's name that it's against.
Ah, what game? Where are we?
FF7.
Who are we?
The remake.
Sephiroth?
No.
Sephiroth?
No.
Ooh.
Sephiroth? No. Sephiroth? No. Sephiroth? No.
The house?
No. I can't remember what his name is, but it's.
Insert picture here.
It's fairly early on. Yeah, insert picture here, future me, when I find it. It's when you first crash into the church and you meet Aerith for the first time, and it's the battle with the three guys, but one of them has like a baton baton.
The slutty suit man.
Yeah. With like the extremely deep V-neck that goes down to a belly button,
to look
I'm pretty sure.
Suit man.
The slutty suit man with the red hair.
Someone send me a picture of that.
It's
guys, Lemon says hi.
I saw that. Hi, Lemon.
Yeah, you saw the to the side of me just sitting to the side and Lemon.
I remember that. Yeah. It's Reno, I think.
I think you're
yes,
right.
It's Reno.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh my god.
All I remember him because he's got the great. I'm not he's got
by that name.
Admittedly, yep, the great.
There
the
he
great,
is.
Oh, redhead.
Yeah. Fucking Reno.
Redhead. Yeah, the guy with the great tits.
Yeah, yeah. Ironically enough, yeah.
I didn't even notice that he was a guy because I was thinking of the other suit man.
Who is also a guy?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, the bald dude with the glasses.
There
well,
we go.
He was easy.
There's
oh, yeah, no.
Scene.
Reno was weirdly difficult, I recall.
It's,
although,
it's coming.
Know,
hang
you
on.
Know who he rem- you know what the. Now I'm thinking of.
Yep, there it is. That's the one I just saved.
Is the bike dude. The one who was like. Really
oh.
into Cloud and his bike.
The, all,
oh,
the other
yeah,
slutty redhead.
Yeah, like,
I loved him.
Like, very, like, orgasmically into the bike and Cloud
yes.
and everything going on.
Yes.
What was his name?
His name, I don't know, because he wasn't in the original
Roche.
Game, I don't think. So.
Hang on, hang on,
no, it's,
hang
it's
on.
Roche. It's Roche. I got it already.
The horse?
No.
No, it is Roche.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, horse?
Not, no, not Roche. Roche, like the guy.
Roche.
Oh. Like the horse.
Right, yes, yeah.
No, not the horse, like the guy that helps you, who's also named similarly to the horse. The French name.
And not the horse from Witcher 3.
That's the horse from
That's where I was
to.
Going.
That is the joke you're making.
Yeah.
Oh, you a pretty lemon? Yeah?
So can we campaign to call this episode Slutty Red
man?
Tits Man?
Slutty Suit Man.
Slutty Suit it's, Man.
Slutty Suit Man.
It's going to really concern people, especially with that intro I got. Hot, sweaty, and sticky.
Yeah. It ties in really well.
Yep.
I know exactly what I'm doing, I promise, at all times. The only disadvantage, though, is I've got to find a good angle that we can still see the cat now.
Hey, yes. There we go.
Well, I see the cat.
Is now this... Yeah, I just moved the microphone.
Yeah, there you go. She's just hiding in the top corner there.
She usually lies on the other side, so usually it's okay.
Yeah.
Your butt scratched? There's a peach.
There is a peach.
Oh, dear.
The way I've got it angled now, we can see the dogs as they come in.
Yep.
Because it is so hot. I've got my fan up there now. It was over here.
Yeah.
I cut that door open. That door's open.
Yeah, I got
windows
I got
partially
my little
open.
AC fan over there. That's why I got my one Jerry Curl hair Fine. That keeps fluffing in the wind.
I refuse to take my hair down. It is too hot to take my hair
oh,
down.
Oh, Christ.
We
I,
have
just,
our
I don't
fan
blame
over
you.
Here.
Yeah.
And Chris has finally turned off that heater.
To be fair, my toes are fucking freezing right now.
Oh my good god.
Because
step outside on the concrete, you'll warm up pretty
no,
damn
here,
quick.
Here's the thing though, is that I have actually figured out a way of getting around it, is that, because even though my toes are...
Don't have toes.
That's it. My toes are fucking freezing because I have, dysautonomia, so my body literally does not function correctly in any form. But what happens is that, because the fan does still make me cold, I have a heat pad on my back at all times because my back's also just always in pain. So it does the double duty of keeping me warm and also trying to fix my back.
Whilst at the same time not blasting me with hot air after I've been out in the sun for 8 hours.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Yeah, like that's the thing is that I wish there was a way I could have the heater where it's directly on my toes and only on my toes. Nowhere else, not blasting.
It's called fire.
Yeah. But like not blasting out air anywhere else, just directly focused on my toes.
We have blankets.
That's we not the blankets. Correct heat.
Ah!
I need just the heat of like the it. Heat pad or a heater, not a blanket, which just overall creates warm like warm air, but it doesn't do the same thing. It's the intensity. You are a fucking furnace.
Electric.
You don't get a say.
No, but just it's
and
such
also,
an easy solution
things...
and you refuse.
Keep in mind, I don't like the sensory feeling of having fabric on my feet.
Well, you could have led with that.
I hate socks.
Why didn't you lead with that? Oh, the heat is not the right heat.
I figured you would have figured it out when I take off my socks the moment I get home. I avoid socks like the fucking plague.
Well, so do I, because I just don't like having the feeling of them on there.
Yes!
That doesn't necessarily mean the same thing as I don't like having blankets on my feet, because I love having blankets
on my
feet.
Have you not noticed how I tend to kick the blankets off my feet every 5 minutes?
So do I, though. I don't necessarily know what that means.
You know, fair enough, we're both autistic. So.
Yeah.
Direct communication is a need.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the popcorn gif?
The popcorn gif.
Is that a peach?
It's a peach.
I see a peach butt.
There is a peach. I'm trying to get her up here. Peachy! Come here. Come on. Don't put your nose up my shorts.
Aw, there's a peach.
Oh, peach.
With a pretty little bow.
Oh, she always has a bow. Aww. She has to be a pretty princess peach.
Aww.
Are you a pretty princess? Are you a pretty princess? Were you a poor, scared pretty princess because the Festival of Lights was last night?
Aww, oh, poor thing.
Oh, my poor princess. Yeah, my poor princess. Are you a brat?
I mean, yeah.
And she knows it.
Yeah.
You okay,
don't
bud?
Mind me. I just dropped a thing. It's fine. Everything's,
everything's
fine.
Everything's fine.
We're all fine,
it's
here.
Fine.
How are you?
Fine. Oh, I cleaned off my desk a little bit.
Hey.
Look at that. Look, we got all the D&D books. Look at us.
Oh, would you look at that?
Oh, how clean and goddamn organized that is. Look at that.
Look how clean and organized my art place is.
I've actually reached the point. We have so many D&D books because I usually, when we play D&D, because we both tend to just use the digital sources, that when I'm in the room, I tend to have them stacked up so that I can use my mouse on it. Because I have to sit in the bedroom, there's no desk there. I have actually reached a point where I will have my stack, the stack of books I'm using, and also like the one book I'll use when I'm having the paper over top of it, and I still have books left over, and I'm like, crap, now there's too many books.
Too many books, too many books.
Will that stop us from buying more books?
Nope.
No.
Because for me, I always will get the books that will have all of the stat blocks in them, because it means new things I can throw at my party.
Yeah, you need to take a look through the Multiverse of Madness. Nope.
The Mordenkainen's Multiverse of...
Monsters of the Multiverse. Fucking hell. Why? Why did those have to come out at the same fucking time?
They really did. They came out, like, around the same time. Fucking Doctor Strange movie and that goddamn D&D book.
For context for McBride, because I don't know if you're actually aware of this, so there's a new D&D book called the Monsters of the Multiverse... It has a lot of like the player races that you can have, but it also has a lot of monsters.
It is a compiled collection of every single monster in every other book.
It's a new monster manual.
Basically, yeah.
No, that is actually what it is. Well, it is a compilation of every single monster.
Because they also kind of stopped using Bolo's Guide to Madness. It doesn't really function anymore.
Monster. Bolo's Guide to Monsters.
Listen.
You keep saying madness.
Man. I am madness right now.
We're all mad down here, but that doesn't change
the
fact that's not what it's called.
The Monsters of the Multiverse came out around the exact same fucking time as Doctor Strange's
Multiverse
of Madness.
Yeah.
They came out the same fucking time, and now I will always get those names mixed up. I am very annoyed by this.
Ma'am, what are you doing?
I spent like 5 years switching up the words for knee and nose and elbow and eyebrow, okay? This is too similar.
Don't worry, I'm supposedly Jason.
What?
What?
That's my dad's dad. My dad's name is Jason.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
So for the past month and a half, my mother has been calling me Jason.
I have sympathy, but also, have I ever told you...
RJ.
Have I ever told you how many K names are in my fucking family?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You went through it once, and I was not having a good time.
There is Katrina.
No, don't do it again.
There's only technically
don't
three.
Don't do it again. Don't.
Katrina, Carrie,
don't
Karen.
Don't do it.
And then I have family member friends.
Damn it!
No, you can't stop me from talking. It's this is a podcast.
I can't. We know how the new button works.
Hey, I mean, at least technically,
that is true.
You know, we're not like every other wolf. Every other podcast.
We are like every other podcast.
We are exactly like every other podcast.
We're not cis straight white men.
We're all still pretty white, though.
Yeah, we're really white.
We are white.
None of us just... I don't think any of us are straight. That's
No, the thing is that we're not specifically the cis straight white man demographic. None of us fully Well,
basically, we're not Joe Rogan, is what you're saying.
And every other guy with podcast.
Yeah, but basically, Joe Rogan is like the exact blend of cis white dude with shitty
Which
opinions.
Which one's Joe Rogan? Because I keep thinking I can't visualize things, but my brain keeps thinking of Seth Rogan. I think
so. Okay, so Joe Rogan, and again, I'm not like incredibly familiar with
Joe
Rogan. Joe
Rogan is not
I don't
Seth Rogan.
Give
correct.
A shit. No, no. They are okay. Two very different people. Joe Rogan's a podcaster. If you ever play any of the Arkham games, the Batman Arkham games, he looks like all of the NPCs you fight in the Arkham games.
That is true. That
he
is
looks like
true.
The guy who goes, "It's the Bat!"
Keep in mind, I have facial blindness and visual, like, can't see.
Wow! Okay.
Fantasia.
He looks like your picture of stereotypical white man.
You failed step one.
Yeah, I'm like, here's the thing, Chris can't picture a stereotypical white man.
I can't picture.
Devin without a beard.
No. No.
Okay. I'm just Googling. Oh, him, okay.
I will come over to your house and...
Do it, fight me.
I was just gonna say Devin with zero hair on his head.
It's like
yeah,
no,
Devin with no hair.
No, even if I got, even if I went bald no. and without
it's
the beard,
like the
I would
fucking
not.
Bargain bin looking version of The Rock.
I know.
Worse.
Yeah, actually,
The Rock.
Yeah, I'll take that.
We'll
take that one.
Or like a bargain bin Vin Diesel, one of the two.
Yeah, like if you mix those two together and threw it in the bargain bin for like 30 days.
I mean, have you guys seen Vin Diesel nowadays? Vin Diesel's starting to look like a bargain bin Vin Diesel.
That's true. Yeah.
He's not as bad as a bargain bin, but no. He's not looking great anymore.
Bargain bin like left for 30 days.
He's old.
Well, I mean, yeah. Not to, don't want to body shame, but.
That's what happens when you get old.
No, exactly.
Yeah, I mean.
I've learned that I have an incredibly thick neck. That dress shirts just refuse right? to close around.
Yeah, you got to accommodate for the thickness.
And then I'm a baby.
Yes.
I mean,
which has been solidified.
We already knew that, solidified. But now there's just proof now.
Yeah.
We just have proof now that I'm baby, and I don't.
No, we didn't go full baby. We just went half baby.
We went almost baby.
We went three quarters.
We're almost
baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh, speaking of baby, Winnie.
Oh dear.
Winnie.
Oh dear.
Come here, boy.
Winnie.
Oh, come here, boy.
Belvedere. Come here, boy.
Belvedere. Come here, Winnie.
Where's my Hassan Pfeffer?
Come here.
Oh, there's a big boy.
There's
hey, buddy.
Oh my fucking god.
My
he's
god,
huge.
He got bigger. How
he's
in the fuck?
Yeah, he's somehow. Got bigger.
He's a big boy.
Oh, hi.
Oh, buddy oh. boy.
If you guys wanted a horse update.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mwah.
Now, to put this into perspective, people, I bought a giant tennis ball. It's about the size of my head.
Mm.
Oh, no.
I buy them for Lemon. So I bought her a new one, but I also bought one for Winnie. He popped it, and he now puts it in his mouth and carries it around.
Oh, is he? He's going up.
Oh yeah, he can keep going up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing on my desk
what
right
was
now.
What he again?
It.
He Bernese with something.
A Bernese Mountain Dog mixed with a Saint Bernard.
Oh right, he's the mix of the two breeds I mix up together, anyways.
Yeah,
yeah he's already there.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He is very kind about this though, because he only puts like his upper paws on in my lap and doesn't
Sherry
try to bring the back
insane.
Ones on.
Yeah.
He's a big
like,
boy.
Like that's like a double or triple coat.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And he goes higher. He's still standing on the ground, by the way.
Of course.
His back legs have not left.
Yeah.
Him.
Yeah.
He is the
boomiest
dog.
He just keeps
dogs.
Going.
And he also, he's learned I don't like biting, so he now just repeatedly likes
biting. Oh, well, that is...
At least he's finally learned. He has three brain cells. Aww,
Lemon
has
there
two.
We go.
He's also a snuggle bite.
Yeah,
oh, of course.
Yeah, of course.
He has to be.
Especially in...
Everyone's horse update.
Especially in 30-degree weather. It's like, nope, don't care, need pets.
Pedals. Yeah, Boomy does that to me. Like, both of the fucking cats were... I was trying to draw, and both of the cats are just, I'm going to sit on tablet now and force you to love me. And I'm like, fuck yep. you, you're heavy.
Yep, yep.
And you hit...
That's
you
an
hit,
air freshener, dear. And you fell off my lap. You fell off my lap.
back up we go.
Did you fall down? Did you fall down?
Oh.
There we go. There we go. There you go,
so
bud.
We have a special guest for this podcast.
Yep.
A horse.
There's a horse loose in Kira's house.
Da, 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 da.
No one knows what horse will do next. Least of all the horse.
That tickles. I don't know why that tickles while you lick there, but that tickles. The crease of where your knees,
oh,
the back of your knees.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Actually, I think the scientific reason behind that is like that's one of the areas of, you know, it's really, really fucking dangerous if those areas get hit. So they're more sensitive. Because usually tickling is actually a feeling that comes prior to pain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially,
yeah.
It's also why babies actually, like, babies and young children tend to prefer, or actually don't mind tickling as much because it's teaching them areas basically to protect themselves. And then as you get older, you tend to be more anti-tickling because I've lost where what the memory was.
You've now learned that it's dangerous.
Yeah, like
elbows don't go there. Oh.
I think my facts are not entirely correct, but I remember reading that somewhere. So I fact check me for whatever.
I'm now extra sticky.
There we go.
Yeah, I just got my whole, like, my whole knee area on both my knees.
There you go.
No, it's Lickitung.
Lickitung.
Yes. Just a weird fucking Pokemon.
Yep.
There is a Lickalicky.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's the evolution of Lickitung.
I'm trying not to say the thing that my brain is thinking.
Say it.
They're probably, well, I won't say it specifically, but they're probably used in the same households as Mr. Mime.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a 5-foot tongue. Lickitung is canonically has a 5-foot tongue. Uh-huh. It's why it's got a big tail. Its tongue is actually rolled up and stored in its tail. It's actually
an
actual thing. Yeah. The rest of its body. Its tail is... So if its tongue is stored in its tail, it's still got the rest of its body.
No, but, like... How big is its... That biologically,
think of a fruit
that
roll.
Doesn't work.
Pokemon don't
work
biologically.
Yeah, I'm like, babe, we're talking about Pokemon.
I mean,
just think of like, what is it? Hummingbird, where like their tongue like goes up and around their skull when they're not using it, and then
that's
they,
a woodpecker.
Woodpecker, sorry.
That's a woodpecker.
I knew it was something. Yeah, I found that out like a couple weeks ago.
I hate that.
Oh yeah, it's terrifying to see, but it's just like, oh, it's interesting.
The woodpecker is actually its tongue is back there, so it actually stops its brain from rattling around as it shakes its head.
Yeah.
So they have a built-in helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is actually what it's called. Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta also remember with Pokemon, there is a Pokemon that is essentially a lava sog that is the heat of the sun.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having
But people keep them as pets.
Can you imagine having a bee allergy in a world where bee drill exists? Isn't Beedrill like 5 feet tall?
I think it's 4.5, but yeah.
But even then, there's like Combee and what's
Combee or
what's,
Keith?
Also,
the,
isn't it
Vespiquen?
What's
like
a Vespiquen, Pokemon that's
yes.
like the ghost of dead children or something?
What?
Phantom.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh right, I've been told about this.
There's so many fucking weird Pokemon.
Yeah.
And Gengar is fun sized.
Squishy. So there is now. Okay, hold on. I'm not into Squishmallows.
Nope, that's not where we're going. But okay.
Oh, no, my brain immediately remembered that there are Gengar and like Pikachu Squishmallows.
Yeah.
And I'm not into Squishmallows, and I'm not really into Pokemon that much. But all except for the fact that I have like 1,000 fucking cards. But I just really want a Squishmallow.
It's okay, I found out completely by accident one day wandering around Metrotown that Build-A-Bear has Eevees.
Yeah.
Eevee!
I've never been to a Build-A-Bear.
They have the...
I'm on a wait list for
nearby.
An Umbreon.
I want to...
They actually have Umbreons?
Yeah.
And there's a wait list?
Do you think that a modern Dr. Frankenstein would, like, intern at a Build-A-Bear?
No, are you talking about Frankenstein from Young Frankenstein?
No, just a modern young, like a modern Dr. Frankenstein. Would he intern at a Build-A-Bear?
I'm sure he would start there.
He would have created the Build-A-Bear.
I mean, true.
Just using dead bears.
I'm sorry, my brain is thinking of some.
We will stuff them with fluff
right
and
now.
Give them a little heart that gives a cute message.
Aha, Venus Schnitzel.
None of you can do a German accent.
No, I can't. I don't understand how you're so good at it.
I spent 3 weeks practicing it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I'll accept McBride's
and also,
mock
you do
German accent
because like
that's funny.
Well, yeah, because I'm. Yeah, I'm just completely fucking.
You're doing like the pigs from Shrek.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah, you wolfed and he wolfed and.
No, those are German.
And he wolfed and he wolfed and he blew our house down.
Like it's meant.
Oh, I thought it meant like.
No,
it's meant to be German. Yeah,
because
yeah.
that's like the story of Three Little Pigs and Brothers Grimm. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Most fairy tales are brothers.
Most of them are.
I put my book away. I was like, I have it right. Oh no, I put it away.
Yes. How was the honeymoon?
Oh yeah.
How was that?
It was really fun. It was really nice. Yeah, we went to Victoria, which was really nice. As I mentioned before we started, while the lower mainland was like sweltering in like 30, 35 plus, I think the hottest that it got was 25. Like, we were right by the water as well. Like, we stayed in two hotels. We stayed in two hotels. So, the first one was Laurel Point. It was very nice and all of that fun jazz. And, like, where the room was, we could see the float planes coming in and we would see the boats always passing by. So, that was really nice. And, yeah, you know, we did all the touristy things. We did the museum. We did... We did the castles. I didn't realize until we got there that there are multiple castles. There's like 7 on the island. I had no fucking idea.
That's weird. I didn't know that.
I know!
And I grew up there.
So we go to Craigdarroch, of course, and just like go there, go to the giant house, and he's like, yep, no, this is all fine and dandy. And then I found out Vic found out that there's a second one. So I'm like, okay, let's go check that one out. And then I see the exterior, I'm just like, this looks familiar. Why does this look familiar? And I mentioned it to my mom that it was like, oh yeah, we tried to go here, but like there was a private event, so we're gonna try and go another time during the week. He's like, oh yeah, that's the castle that they filmed X-Men in. I'm just like,
oh yeah,
what?
I've been there. Yeah,
I lost all of my shit. I'm just like, we need to go there. We need to go there right now. We need to do all the things. So we eventually went there and saw the inside. As soon as you walk inside, all the X-Men just pop into your head immediately. It's just like, yep, that's the hall. And then you see they're coming down the staircase there. It's like, oh my god,
that's so cool.
I nerded out all over the fucking place. That was fantastic. But yeah, other than that, we felt very hoity-toity one day as well, and we did a wine tour.
Of course.
So that was quite fun.
I don't think Vic could go anywhere without doing a wine
obviously.
Tour.
Obviously.
Yeah, so that was fun. Funny enough, the wine tour was my idea because we had to be at the meeting spot at 10 a.m., which she was not a fan of.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
But also wine.
But also wine, exactly.
Oh, wine.
I'm still remembering the fact that we had three bottles of wine per table at the reception.
Yeah. Yeah.
We also gave one of our bottles away at one point.
Of which the only, I think at the end of the night, there were 3 left.
Wow.
Holy shit.
It's funny because
one of them was ours because nobody opened the, I think, red wine on our table.
Okay.
Didn't really go with any of the foods that were.
Yeah, yeah. I think we just wanted to kind of give it as an option just in case people wanted it or whatever.
Well, we sat there and discussed what kind of wine goes with
I had to Google it, because I, which didn't even matter to me, because I don't drink wine.
I was ready to just be like, it's fine.
I'm trying to turn off my phone sound.
I was going
to
say, who's making the noise?
No, I did not know that it was going to be giving me sound, so I'm turning that off. But,
yeah, because I think
it was funny.
Cody asked us what kind of food, wine he should open. And we were sitting there debating on which wine's good for food.
Yeah, it was either a white or, like, it was a dry white or a rosé or something like that.
Yeah, white, rosé, and red.
So.
Well, no, like, those are the technical...
Well, no, that went with the fish.
No, I know, but it's, like, up the bottles that were there, yeah.
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 So we told him to open the white or the rosé, and he picked rosé.
Yeah.
Also, you should be happy. I don't like champagne, and I kept having to drink champagne.
It's okay, I don't like champagne either, and I had to choke it down.
Yeah. I was
smart, and I swapped it for water.
Yeah, it's fine, because I had the one that was like, I don't like champagne. And I was like, but it's fine, because it's only the one toast, right? Alcohol. And there was multiple toasts, so, like...
Yeah.
You know what's a trend I do not understand? It's cute, but I don't understand why
it's... Is it the fork?
It is.
Oh, yeah, that was something I discovered from the first...
Wait, which fork are we referring to? I'm specifically referring to... Why do we bang on glasses to make people kiss?
Yeah, so that was something I discovered the first wedding I ever went to. I'm at the reception, and then, everyone starts doing that, and so, I'm like, oh.
Like, I understand the point of the toast is because, like, what you're meant to do is you're supposed to have... liquid from your glass go into the other person's glass and vice versa, and it's to kind of show that, neither of your drinks are poisoned. It's a show of good faith. That's the whole point of the toast. What is the point of, what is the origin of tap the glass to make the groom kiss?
To make sure neither the bride or groom is poisoned, I guess? I don't know.
This is totally bullshit. I don't know if this is true. This is...
Because Google could tell me nothing.
So what I think it is, it's a combination of a bunch of different traditions that have melded into whatever the fuck that is. I think it's supposed to be a part of a marriage of good faith. So, no shotgun wedding here.
Makes sense.
As well as, I think it's Greek or Italian. You're supposed to actually smash...
Greek, because you say opa.
Opa. And I think it's the combination of the two and maybe one other that is where we've gotten that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't... Yeah.
That is...
Google could tell me nothing. This is the most logical explanation that has been given to me. Therefore, I will accept it.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you had the explanation for the why the bank teller's credit thing worked. It's like, there is nothing that's told me, given me another reason, so this... You know what? I will accept this.
Oh, is the debit cards?
Yeah, why the debits didn't work, but the credits did. Like, this is the most logical reason anybody's given me. This works.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's the most logical reason that anyone has gotten was me saying that.
Yeah.
Because no one else argued with me after that. Though, I wanted to punch a man this morning.
Oh dear,
what happened?
Story time with Kira? We haven't had one of those in a while.
Yeah, it's been a long...
Oh, I have a fun story time with Kira, and it involves actually the sponsor.
Ooh, all right.
But really quickly this morning, idiot thought I didn't understand what no returns meant no returns at a dollar store. This is a dollar store. And then he went on to try and yell at us, thinking that would help.
Oh, he was a Karen.
And he was a Karen. Mm. And then he wanted to know why it wasn't posted on the register. I'm like, it's on the bottom of your receipt. It's on the front goddamn door. If you're not reading the door, you're not going to read the register.
Yeah.
And then he got mad at me for smiling. the thing I'm supposed to do at customer service.
Yeah, I have to smile at you even though I really want to fucking punch you in the face.
Yeah, don't smirk at me. Don't smile. It's just pissing me off more. You don't want to piss me off more. I'm like,
okay. Sometimes I just love to smile at them in the way that will specifically piss them off. It's like, I'm pissed off. You can fuck right
up. Yeah.
Oh, I was really tempted at one point to say, would you like to take this outside? And I would, while you're waiting for go outside, and just lock it. That's what I really wanted to do.
Oh, that would be so good.
It was 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I was not having it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Story time with Kira. I don't remember how exactly how long the seconds are for the jingle.
It's like 3 seconds.
So I was really hoping that would be the perfect time for it. Okay. So randomly, I think last week I had a craving for Smarties. Not M&M's, no, fucking Smarties.
Smarties are better.
Yeah.
Smarties are better.
They are.
But M&M's have better flavors.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That is also true.
This is my standpoint. Plain M&M's versus Smarties, Smarties are better. Flavor-wise, M&M wins. Yeah. So, I was at work, and I was like, I'm gonna pick up some Smarties. Forgot. Because I looked at the line, I'm like, fuck no. It was like 20 people long, and I was like, I'm not waiting. So, I got home. I was like, I'll go to Park Royal, and I'll buy Smarties. Forgot Park Royal closed at 6, because it was a Sunday. So, the only place that was open was Osaka. They do not carry Smarties. I was very sad.
It's horrible.
This is turning into a very sad story. All the way there
for Smarties, and then I got home and we had someone over. My mom's friend was over, and Dad was out. So I sat there and messaged him. He got like 20 messages.
Oh no!
Just asking him, "Could please pick up Smarties on his way home? Just buy me $10 worth of Smarties. That's I have a ten. Actually, Smarties are kind of expensive. If you look at this, this is what we found in the end. Holy by the shit. End of this story. It's full of little boxes.
Yeah.
They're $2 each for this packet of this.
Actually, that's kind of worth it because like the regular boxes have like are about like $2-$3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've been shotgunning these by for a while.
Those are like the Halloween ones.
They are exactly the Halloween
ones. They're still selling that.
No, it's just that's what they put in the Halloween mixes is the snack size. We are not licensed by Smarties. If you would like to give us a sponsor Smartie, yeah. I'll take it.
Well, absolutely
Sponsor Smarties.
That'd be cool. Never gonna happen.
We will advertise you to death, Smarties.
Also, for any Americans specifically, Smarties are not those little.
They're not rockets.
They're not rockets.
Look up. I don't have rockets. Canada Smarties or UK Smarties or anywhere that's not America Smarties.
Do they not have actually UK Smarties? Also
they don't have Smarties. They don't have Smarties, but they call Smarties are actually rockets.
Yeah. I think we just confused their face. Yeah,
I didn't know the face.
I don't like that.
No, none of us did.
They don't have a lot of like. They don't get Coffee Crisp. They don't have Aero bars. They have some Cadbury.
Yeah, because they're is Hershey's, I think.
Cadbury.
And
no.
Oh wait, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Hershey owns Cadbury. Yeah. It's really weird. It's
Nestle fucking weird. Is theirs as well, because Nestle is a thing.
But Nestle is Smarties is owned by Nestle, which is the funny part. It's Nestle Canada versus Nestle America.
Well, just like A&W Canada.
Okay, anyways. Back to Smarties. Back to Smarties. So. I found out he was at the casino eventually, and he's finally on his way home, and he phones, and he's like, okay, I'll pick up your Smarties. And I'm super excited. Finally getting... It's been like 4 hours. I'm finally getting my Smarties. He gets home. You know what he brings?
M&M's.
Mom also asked for M&M's. So he had two bags of M&M's. He brought me a bag of those shitty chocolate Smarties with like the little... like the chocolate pieces with the tiny Smarties inside. I'm like, no...
What?
It's like, but no.
I don't even know what you're referring to.
Oh, actually, okay, one second.
Also, side note, Canadian A&W and American A&W are completely different.
Yeah.
Drop the dog.
Huh.
There we go.
These things. These garbage things.
What the hell are those?
What?
They're like little chocolate nuggets.
No.
With mini Smarties inside. Hey, look at that garbage.
No. That looks like
powdered. That looks terrible.
It tastes actually really bad.
Yeah, because that tastes like the dollar store powdered candy. Yeah. Chocolate. No, none offense.
It tastes like powdered chocolate, like the really shit chocolate.
Yeah.
I was distraught. Because by the time we got home, it was 11:30 at night. Oh, and in between this, I was also checking every single Skip the Dishes place that was still open that did delivery, and all of them always did M&M's.
This is a whole ass quest.
It really is, yeah.
It was a quest. And then the next day, I was just distraught, and I was sad, but I was doing stuff, like I had stuff to do. And I was off that Monday. My mom comes, I'm going park rail. Okay. I got stuff I need to do, so I'm not going. And she's about to leave, I'm like, wait. You're going to the dollar store? She's like, yes.
Smarties.
I give her $10. I'm like, give me my Smarties.
Give them to me and the Smarties. She came back
with like, she's like, you owe me a quarter. I'm like, what? And she's like, I got 5 of these and the quarter is the tax. I'm like, done. Done.
That's amazing.
Oh my goodness.
Smarties. The Smarty quest.
I ate two like long boxes, so that's like 20 snack size bags in like an hour.
Wow. I was given like this Lindor like double chocolate thing, so it's like milk chocolate and then dark chocolate.
Those are good.
They're good, but the problem is like, and I think it's also because it is just hot right now. Do they melt faster than other chocolate?
So Lindor in general will melt faster because of how it's made. Milk chocolate will always melt faster than dark, though, because it contains more milk and cream.
I'm just finding, like, so I the have combination it out of the freezer, two, like, it's 5 good. Minutes, and it's, like, wobbly chocolate. I'm like, cool, I can't eat this right now.
Yeah, Lindor melts, like, in general, Lindor melts fast because it's a very creamy chocolate to begin with.
I like Lindor chocolate, but I don't like how creamy. Like, I like Lindor chocolate in spades, like, very... It's too rich. And
it's
too
overstimulating.
It's too rich. You can't have a bunch at once. And then there's me who walks to the Lindor store every once in a while and gets their giant like 100 bag.
Oh yeah, those are fantastic.
That genuinely make me sick.
But like you pay for this bag and you just fill it with any kind of chocolate fantastic. They have. Any kind of Lindor you have, it's great.
Yeah, I discovered that last Christmas and just like while we were downtown one day.
Where's that
and it's like, oh, you can just.
There's one downtown, and there's one in the village at Park Royal.
That'd be a good way to both buy presents.
Like you walk in, and you get just the bag, and it's like, yeah, just fill it up. I'm just like, oh, don't tempt me.
There's different sized bags.
Oh.
So the 100 bag, I think, is like 50
something like that.
But you get 100 Lindors.
Yeah. That's not bad,
of any
actually.
Flavor they
that's,
have in the store.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know how at like some bulks they have the bulk section of candy sometimes and you just scoop candy out? All Lindor.
Yeah.
Imagine that, but all Lindor. Of every flavor you can think of. Including flavors I never heard of.
I must go.
I'm gonna make a note of this.
I've never been to the downtown one. I've only been to the Park Royal one.
Literally writing this down.
Lindor
store. Save it.
Also, Lindor, if you would like to sponsor us as well.
Listen, any chocolate company that wants to sponsor us, give us money or chocolate. You can pay us in chocolate.
I mean, it's true.
We'll accept chocolate payments.
Pay us in chocolate.
Yeah, honestly.
That's totally okay.
I'd be down.
That's it. I actually don't really like milk chocolate.
How dare you?
We've been over this.
I know, we have been.
I like dark chocolate better. Like,
I like dark chocolate too, but if it's too dark, it's too much.
Yeah,
like the 97%, I can't do that.
Anything past 70% is too
much. Oh, yeah.
But like, or even 80%, I can do it. Like, the thing is that I was given dark chocolate back when I was like 10, I think. And as I got older, it's just like, the only way I actually like milk chocolate is if it's got something else with it, like if it's milk, like a Mars bar or Henry bar or something like that, where it's got something else involved with it, or like one of those fruit and nut bars with like almonds in it. Like, it can't just be plain milk chocolate. I find it boring and sticky and just too much.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas dark chocolate, I can just eat an entire thing of.
I think when I got introduced to dark chocolate, it was my Oma and Opa used to bring home they used to bring over these tubes of Belgian chocolate. Ooh. And they were like little pucks, and they came in a tube of like 20, and there was like 6 different ones, and they were all different kinds, and me and my brother would split with them, except he really hated, like, he couldn't handle the dark chocolate. He really hated it at the time when he was younger. Mm-hmm. So I always got all the dark chocolate because I gave in, and I think that's where I started liking it, because also it's like Belgian chocolate.
Me, it was, so when I was in grade 5, there was a teacher, I remember this specifically, I think me and this other kid were stuck in from recess because we were in trouble because I never shut up. And also I was constantly in fights with this kid anyways, because I was a troublemaker. because I was neurodivergent. But, so, she had this chocolate, and it was dark chocolate. I don't remember exactly what it was. I think it was, like, a Fruit Nut bar or something like that. And so, like, obviously, we're kids. We see chocolate, it's like, oh, what's that? She's like, oh, it's dark chocolate. You won't like it. And then she gave us a piece of it. He didn't like it, and I was like, oh, this is really good, actually. And so, like, I've loved dark chocolate since that day, specifically. Also, teacher saying, you won't like this. It's dark, it's bitter. I'm like,
try me, bitch.
Try me, bitch.
I'm gonna like it just out of spite now.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I exist out of spite.
I am spite.
There should be a chocolate named Spite. Oh. All I'm thinking about is chocolate. I think I'm just hungry.
I think I brought this off on when I was just like listening, muted myself, and just started shotgunning
Sparky. Yeah, that was
it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think
Marty's
hunger.
Have you eaten today?
I have, but not a lot because there's not really any of the quick, easy foods that I eat.
I need to get an Instacart order.
But I have technically eaten.
Ah.
You have eaten. You have not eaten much.
I've had 2 waffles and a peach.
Peach!
Oh, which reminds me, Boomy.
Did you eat lemon too?
No, Boomy really loves peaches.
And apples.
Yes, but right now I'm thinking specifically peaches. So you can't give them the whole peach, and you can't really give them the skin, and obviously the pit is not good. But I looked it up before I gave it to him. You can give them
a little bit of the actual fruit.
Yeah, the flesh itself. I gave him some, because I already knew that he's weird and he likes apples and he likes fucking lettuce, like a weirdo. Doesn't like cheese, doesn't like chips. Kiki will fight you for them. But so I gave him a little bit of peach. And now if I have peaches, he will literally fight me for the peach. Like, he will reach and try to grab the peach out of my hand for it.
They're fighting over
this
your
little feet. Bastard. I
He's on the other side of the room, by the way.
This little bastard, I've been cut off a piece for him just to have it, so he'll leave me the fuck alone. And then he'll come back like 5 seconds later for more.
See, then there's this bastard who has learned. She has a rule. Where's your phone? Way over there. I got a bean instead. Very tasty bean here. She has a rule, so she's allowed to sniff it. She's not allowed to, unless I said she can have it, she's allowed to sniff it, so if she's asleep, it might not work. Hey, wanna sniff Smarty? No, she's asleep.
See, I usually let Boomy sniff things because I know that he won't really eat it, unless it's something that I know he would like. Like, I'm not worried about letting him sniff something unless I know for a fact that he's going to try and go for it.
Yeah.
Oh, see, because I know she won't, because when she was really young, I would let her sniff stuff that I know she won't like either, and I just tell her no. Like the Coke.
Yeah.
She was allowed to sniff that, and I'd tell her, no, you can't have that. And she would understand that, no, she can't have that. You want to sniff the Smartie now? Or are you just being cute now? You're just being cute? You're just being cute in your little bowl? Yep, she's just being cute.
Aww. Yeah. Boomy likes fruit. Doesn't like banana, though.
Lemon also... I don't blame so much for sassy.
Kiki likes banana.
Lemon likes celery, so...
I think it's the water content, honestly.
Yeah. That makes sense to me.
Because if you think about it, like, the thing that lettuce, apples, peaches...
Lettuce is a heavy...
And celery, they all have a lot of water content in them. Mm-hmm. And Boomy also really likes ice cubes, so...
I don't think lemon... I've given lemon apples. She's kind of eh. I've given her carrots. This one likes carrots. For some reason, this cat up here likes carrots.
I'm allergic to carrots.
You are?
I'm allergic to a lot of shit. But yeah, apparently carrots aren't meant to be spicy.
No. Unless you season
them,
though.
Yeah, I used to love to eat raw carrot. It was like just a snack I would have. And then it reached a certain point where when I would eat it, I could only eat half of the carrot because I would reach a certain point where it's like it's too spicy and my lips and my mouth hurt too much and I can't eat it anymore. Yeah. Turns out I'm allergic to carrots.
Well, there you go.
Nobody knew this. My mom didn't know that's why I stopped eating the carrots. She didn't know that I found them spicy and hurt, and they hurt my mouth. Nobody knew this until I made the comments like, I was looking up, like, why are carrots spicy? And I could find nothing except for, like, people saying, like, oh, yeah, like, the citrus, like, like oranges, like the Tumblr post of like the citrus, spicy, the potato sweats and stuff like that. It's like, wait a minute. Oh no.
Good job.
This is also how I found out I'm allergic to coconut. Does that stop me from eating coconut? No.
God damn it.
It just gives me a lot of stomach problems.
Coconut.
What is the banging sound?
Coconut.
That's a fan of some sort.
Yeah.
It's not on my end.
Bang.
I can hear it in my headphones.
Yeah, it's McBride lighting up.
Wait, who, what, and where, what?
There is a banging sound.
I think your fan is
end.
Now picking up.
No, you know what? My phone was going off and my dad was just calling, so I had to wait for the vibration to go to stop. Yeah.
There it is.
That could be it.
Yeah.
Really quick. So, Chris, you got a game for us?
No.
You woo baby.
No, I...
Okay, good, because we only have, like, 10 minutes to do it.
Yeah.
I left it... I made the note of it in the Discord chat, but I guess you didn't see that. Devin reminded me, like, right before we started recording.
Yeah.
I was like, because I wasn't expecting to do the podcast this week, and I also... It's been some time since we've done the podcast, so I completely forgot about my role. And it's,
yeah, I read that as you're doing it right now.
No, it's like, I can find the songs easily. That's not a problem. It's the movie.
I always just pick, see, you have the disadvantage of living with Evan. I would always just pick whatever movie I watched lately.
You have the advantage of watching movies lately.
Yeah, because seeing as you're never the one that's going out to watch movies.
I don't watch movies.
I saw two new movies literally just yesterday.
Yeah, see... Whenever all of the movies I have picked previously, they've all been movies I had seen, like, let me think about like, the other movies I've chosen. Yeah, they're movies like I saw like 5-10 years ago and have not seen probably since.
On a slightly different note, don't bother going to see the new Uncharted movie.
Oh, yes, you were going to start ranting about the Uncharted
movie. Well, I don't have the energy to rant about it.
I think my dad literally went to go see that today.
It's so bad. It's as someone who played the games, it's not.
It's completely
really?
Oh wait, no, they weren't. It's on. I think it's on. Like,
it's on Amazon.
Amazon.
Yeah, it's.
Talk about Sully.
I don't think I want to.
That's
I don't
upsetting.
Hear it.
I still want to see it regardless, but it's upsetting.
It's if you're gonna watch it with the intention of hate watching it and ranting the entire time.
They get pretty much all of the characters from the games in it. They just get it wrong. Like Tom Holland is not.
But at least they're there.
Not really though, because it's like Tom Holland isn't a good Nathan Drake because he's just playing Spider-Man.
Yeah. Tom Holland would be a good young Nathan Drake.
Yeah, and. But the thing is, I thought that's what they were doing, was they were going to do, like, the young Nathan Drake bit from Uncharted 3, where he meets Sully.
Yeah.
No, this is his first time meeting Sully, but it's a completely different canon. Like, there's a weird amount of time spent on him being a bartender, which is weird. And then there's Mark Wahlberg as Sully, which is also just wrong to me.
Yeah.
With no mustache.
Nope, no mustache until literally the very end, the final end credit scene, because there's two end credit scenes. There, they finally give him his mustache, but it looks completely wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, the only interesting things in it were funny enough, the characters that were made specifically for the movie, like the bad guy was actually kind of fun, because it's Antonio Banderas.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
But they also very right, much waste him in it, so there's that.
Okay.
But they also do, like, because it's pretty clear the movie is not taking place in the same timeline as the game. This is like its own separate thing. But they keep on, like, because, like, I'm not sure, have you guys actually played any of the Uncharted games?
I think
I've played all of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, like, the movie opens with the plane bit from Uncharted 3.
Okay.
Where literally all the cargo bits are hanging out of the back of the plane and he's on it. But they're not going to the desert. They're doing something else. The plane bit just happens to happen. And then they do the bit at the end with the pirate ship, but then they somehow combine that with, like, the whole thing in the first game where they're, like, hooking it out in a helicopter and you're flying around with it. But it's, again, not with that at all, and it's like they keep...
I think I've heard enough.
Yeah.
I think I'm done.
It's like they keep reminding you of the games, but it's like, but we're not actually doing that, but we're gonna make it look like the games. It's just not.
Oh, that's upsetting.
No, it's not good. It's not good at all.
Yeah, I got shown the trailer and I was like, oh, me and your dad, I know your dad wants to see it, so I'm gonna wait for him to watch this. And I'm like, that's a video game movie. She's like, what? I'm like, that's a video game movie. I have little to no hopes for
it. Yeah, it feels like what they tried to do with Assassin's Creed and with Prince of Persia, where it's like, well, you got the characters, you got them completely wrong, and you changed the entire fucking story, and you removed probably a big chunk of what the actual story was about.
Well, yeah.
But you have a movie, I guess.
Well, it's just the funny thing, I'm watching this, and there are certain points where either Nate will do something or Sully will do something, and I'm like, Nate wouldn't do that, or, like, Sully would not do that. Mm-hmm. It's just like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I know there's one good video game movie, and I can't remember what it was, but I know I was
talking about it. One good video game adaptation, at least that I'm aware of, but it's ironic because I have not played the video game. It's the Castlevania series on Netflix, which is amazing.
No, like an actual movie one.
I think there was one that they did, but I can't remember what it was.
I know there's one. It was technically.
Oh, shit! That's right!
Yeah.
That was actually.
Like, I should know this.
That was a halfway decent movie.
It didn't follow the game exactly, but it had enough of the game elements in it. It was still good.
Existing is like, I don't...
Like...
Pokemon means very little to me, so I just watch it. I'm like, oh, that was actually kind of fun.
Pokemon. I'm sitting here and I'm doing, like, weekends of Pokemon games for the whole summer. You saw that? I'm crying a little. Yeah. I'm crying a little.
I also saw...
I had The Rock.
Was it? Oh, I also saw Nope.
Oh, how was that?
How was that?
It's so good. That was really good. It was very, very, very good. If you're at all into, like, UFO movies and stuff like that, it's like...
Let's not tell Mother.
Why?
Let's not. Because then it's all she'll talk about for a while. Nope, even kidnapped.
Can't.
I'm writing something down and I wrote a movie.
But yeah. All I will say about Nope is that it's a UFO movie and it's very good.
All right.
Kitty.
Is Kitty going to help you with the outro?
Kitty, you going to help? Come here. Oh, bless you!
Aww.
You again. Oh, my poor baby. What is this?
Aw, little thing.
Baby, oh my poor baby. You gonna help us do the outro? Are you gonna look cute for the outro? Oh. Go be clickbait. You gonna be clickbait. Gonna be some clickbait.
I mean, with the title of the episode, do we really want her being the thumbnail?
Actually, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
No. Oh my poor baby.
Like I could, I could try photoshopping her in a suit, but it would still be bad.
Plus, you know, you can't have any pussies as your thumbnail.
That is true. That is very true.
It would also
true.
Just be very disturbing if you photoshopped her head onto Reno's body with the very present cleavage.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of sounds... Can we just have that image just on screen now as opposed to the thumbnail just for the fun of it?
I'm giving you a very good
really
headshot.
You really are. Right, I have many options now.
Just that thought is just hilarious to me.
There
you
go.
Make sure
you
have options.
Poor Snowcloud is just going to be photoshopped on the hot enemy boys. Are you going to be a bunch of hot enemy boys? All right. So thank you all for listening to JKT Radio 123. What'd you do? And I'm never gonna explain that joke.
One,
and I'm not sorry.
A three.
One, two,
three.
That's an inside
now.
Joke that I have someone. Which one?
One, two, three.
One, two, three. I think someone actually has that as a sound clip already. I found out someone has a library of my sound clips. And it's not McBride!
I only just started creating the sound clip, so no, it's not me.
This is a front. It's weird. I'm like, I don't have that. Because you say some really stupid things. I'm like, but how did you get this? I have a back recorder. It records the last 30 seconds. So I click it. I'm like, I see.
That's
okay.
Concerning.
You can do that with the Elgato, too, if you have it open. If it's been open the whole time and not recording, you can just click record. It will do like 30 seconds back.
Careful. You're like Watergate yourself.
Yep.
The amount of odd things that I've sent in out of context were fine.
Yeah.
I've probably already screwed myself over. So, thank you for watching episode 123. If you're listening to it on Spotify on Monday, happy Vancouver Pride, because suppose it's today.
Apparently.
Today.
You know, it's like, here I am thinking, it's like, oh, it's June, but it's like, no, there's tomorrow. It's, what?
Well, the thing is, June is Pride Month. The Pride thing, for some reason, decides it's going to happen a month later.
Because
it's literally in June everywhere else, just Vancouver.
Oh, you know what I bet you it is? It's because normally it wouldn't be hot enough in June.
It would be.
No, previously, it probably wasn't.
I'm just gonna blame
I don't know. It's usually in the summer.
Yeah.
Vancouver just, needs to be
special.
It's
a Vancouver thing.
If you want to see our lovely mugs and you're on Spotify, you should go check us out on YouTube, because that's the only place where you get to see our lovely mugs. Look at those lovely mugs. Got some tasty mugs. They're full of pencils.
I don't have a mug.
I started saying it, realized that I don't have a mug. Wait, I do.
I have a paper.
Look at that lovely mug. Look, that's not a mug. That's a bottle. I don't even know what that is. That's a penguin.
I don't have a mug. I have a giant water mug.
I don't have a mug. I have a penguin. I'm dying to meet
that though. Sounds wrong.
Yeah.
So don't forget to check us out if you don't want to listen to us on Spotify and you don't want to look at our faces. Don't forget to check us out on any of the other podcast listening websites we have listed below, because I realized there was a lot and I don't remember.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Half of them. My God, there's a lot. Also, you should go check out JKT Radio.
Yes.
Gaming.
This is Radio.
I fucked that up like four times in the past.
It's okay. It's already on screen,
It's on screen. Click the things. You can go watch some Pokemon. Zelda's going to be probably back next week. We have to record tomorrow. And there's also Ark, where I'm pretty sure right about now I'm crying. So, have a good one, everyone.
Bye.